الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in last week's lessons we discussed where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about that if a person has to give his wife an irrevocable divorce, or the woman now becomes a widow by her husband passing away, then it is impermissible for her or for you to speak to her regarding nikah in unambiguous or clear terms during her iddah period. Of course, a person, and we discussed the verse, a person may hint towards proposing her, but in clear terms he cannot say that he wishes to marry her, nor can she do the same and tell him that she wishes to marry him. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about another mas'ala regarding a divorce. Allah says, لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء. Allah says, listen, if a person marries a woman and then he does not consummate the marriage with her, nor does he stipulate a mahar for her, then is it permissible for him to divorce that woman? Yes or no? This is the question. So Allah says that there is no sin upon you males if you have to divorce your wives, مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّهُنْ, when you have not yet consummated, or when you have not yet consummated the marriage with her, nor have you stipulated any mahar for her. So if you haven't yet consummated the marriage, and you haven't yet stipulated any mahar, then you wish that you divorce your wife, then there is no sin upon you. Of course, you gotta give her something still. This is not called mahar, this is called mata'. If you have consummated the marriage, and if you have already stipulated the mahar for her, then of course you gotta give her the full mahar. So in this case, because you haven't yet consummated the marriage, nor have you stipulated the mahar, you gotta still give her something because you have still done the akht, the nikah has already been done. So because of that, you still have to give her something, and this is what Quran says: وَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ, that give us some benefit, provide her with something. And then Quran doesn't explain or doesn't specify, the Quran doesn't specify the amount that should be given. Rather, we see this from the tafsir. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the least of it should be at least a set of clothes. وَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ, provide her with something. He says the least of it, so at least a person has to give her a set of clothes. And we see in the riwayat, in the reports, that there was Sahaba radiallahu anhum who also gave, and some of them gave a lot, like Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned that he gave something close to 20,000 dirhams in such a case. And Qadi Iyad was a very famous muhaddis also, he gave something like 500 dirhams in a case like this. So Quran says, عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ, and each person will give according to his ability. So what's in his means, he will give. وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ, and a poor person will give in his means. مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, but remember, Allah says in such a case when you are giving, that this benefit must be given in a reasonable manner. In other words, don't hold back. Give as others give. In the same way as whatever is regarded as norm, the norm, give that much. Allah says, حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ, remember, this is a right, or this is a haq, a due, or a right upon all good doers. That means you should realize that since you have already done the nikah huda, although you didn't yet consummate the marriage, but if you are from the good doers, you got to still give us something for benefiting from the nikah. In the next verse, we will discuss, inshallah, tomorrow, a specific case now, where a person, if he has to divorce his wife, right, and the mahar is also fixed, so the dowry is fixed, but he has not yet consummated the marriage with her, does he have to give, or how much he has to give, that's all separated in the next verse.